much, never too much, never too much, never too much. What's up, what's up, what's up, y'all? Welcome to TMI.
Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? It's your girl, Nika Neek.
It's your girl, Tina B.
And I'm Aisha.
And we are TMI.
Podcast.
Ow. Ow. What's good, guys? How was your week?
So, this week, I am so excited. I'm overwhelmed with joy. I'm excited because...
Why you excited, girl? Why you excited?
I found out I was having a boy, so... Hey.
Congratulations to our host, Nika Neek. She's having a baby boy. Shout out to her and her husband, Desmond.
If y'all didn't know, she's 5 months pregnant. They just found out they was having a boy. They got tricked at the gender reveal. Thought they was having a girl.
Yes, and she was super stoked, and yeah, we not gonna say what happened, but yeah, shout out to them for that baby boy. How was your week, Nika Neek, other than that?
Other than that, I had an okay week. I mean, I was waiting for it to be over, being in work was overwhelming, but for the most part, it was a lot of anxiety because I really wanted to know what I was having on Friday, but I had to wait until Saturday.
That's what's up. So, for me, I really didn't... what I did this weekend, I basically worked and I was looking for the things that I need for my trip. Going to Mexico for one of my good friends' wedding. Shout out to Monty G and Adam for UI Williams. Yes, yes, Monty, yes.
D-Tip, don't take a personal podcast.
Shout out to them. We will be in Mexico this Thursday. So
I'm so excited for her.
Her bridal shower was her bridal shower was this weekend. It looked like it was so amazing.
She
was so beautiful, Monica. Shout out to you.
Yeah.
And the people that put it together. It looked like y'all had an amazing time. Wish we were there, but our spirit was there, so.
So we want to start off today by...
No, we didn't even...
Monica, what about... Maisha, what did I do this week?
Maisha, what you do this week?
She ain't
doing
nothing.
See? I don't
yes, she did.
First of all, this is Maisha. And let me tell y'all, I got my life together finally. I am brand new. I'm acting brand new. I'm acting funny. I got my hair done. You know what I'm saying?
Period.
So I'm acting funny all the rest of the 2019 because I'm going to keep getting my hair done because, you know, I'll never do nothing for myself. So when I finally do, I'm walking in slow motion all week. So if you see me and I'm walking slow. No, I need a fan. I need paparazzi. I'm about to hire paparazzi to follow me around.
Call paparazzi.
At this point.
So, that was our week, basically. But we want to give a shout out to all of the graduates. We've seen so many people that was graduating this week. So many people that's, you know, accomplishing major things. We want to give a shout out.
Associates, PhD, masters,
high school diploma, anything. We want to shout y'all out. Congratulations to all the graduates. We are so excited for your accomplishment. We salute you. We are proud and we love you from TMI.
And don't ever let this paper hold y'all back from being the greatest you can be.
Yes. Now start them businesses and get that money.
Period. So also shout out to, I seen so many prom people. Prom season is in, guys. These people are looking amazing for prom.
Listen,
I'm just trying to figure out how back in the day, like, we was not getting prom dresses made.
I had a Yono Nan ponytail with a clipper cut and some waterfalls at the top. I had on some kitten heels. You know, listen.
So first off,
I got my dress from Enchantment. If you don't know what that is, because that's in Milwaukee, but everybody got their dress from Enchantment.
I got my dress from the Mexican style, Mitchell Street Mall. Anybody remember Mitchell Mall, I got my dress from over at Mitchell Mall. I was so excited to be able to go to prom with my boo, my hubby upstairs. And I was just like excited. Like, but you know, Mitchell Mall was the place to be, you know?
Well, shout out to them because they were able to go to prom. Unlike myself, I didn't attend. But, you know, I'm proud of everybody that went to prom because I'm living through y'all. Y'all was beautiful this year. And keep it up. You feel me?
Oh, and one more thing. If you're from Milwaukee, you know this. Jerome did my hair for prom.
He got carpal tunnel.
Slayed you.
He got carpal tunnel.
I don't know if he got carpal tunnel.
Y'all, oh my God. At this point, please don't even. I'm done. I'm not a part of this. At this point. Anywho, speaking of. Speaking of, we're not going to listen to them, okay? Speaking of school and prime and all of that, we want to get into this situation that happened with the mother-daughter bully situation. What do you guys feel about this? Because me personally, I feel like I don't care who you is. If you think you're going to bully on my child, I fight mamas, I fight kids, I fight daddies, I fight daughters, I fight all that. But I'm going to let Maisha tell y'all what happened because at this point, I don't play.
She's trying to tell y'all what she going to do. Y'all don't even know what happened yet. So just to recap, if you haven't heard about the story, it was on the Shade Room. Shout out to the Shade Room. The mother went to her daughter's classroom. She was being bullied, and I believe she was being bullied by boys because I remember her saying that the daughter couldn't do anything about it because they were boys. But I believe they were posting stuff about her daughter on social media. But Sue basically said, "Yo mama, yo sister, yo auntie, whoever, if they over 18, I got hands for them. They can come on. They can get these hands. You're not going to keep messing with my daughter." And basically, after that, the daughter ended up getting suspended for 3 days. Did anything happen to the bullies? No, not that I believe. She said nothing happened to the bullies. But how do y'all feel about that? As a parent, I feel her.
Man, listen.
I'm going straight to the classroom with these hands.
Listen, first of all, I'm jacking the kids.
Call your grandma.
They don't got no home
training. I'm fighting the kids. I don't care.
I'm fighting kids. I'm fighting mamas. I wish y'all would. Listen, my kids, Zaria, Ariel, and Twan, if y'all touch them, please know that they mama got hands for days, and I will be at your school, your house, your door, wherever you at, okay?
Yeah, because these kids is raised differently nowadays. These parents is teaching them all type of different stuff. But
I totally agree with that parent. And I don't feel like that child should have been suspended because at this point, it's a reason why kids are killing themselves. It's a reason why cyberbullying is getting out of hand because there are situations like this where schools are looking past it instead of helping the situation. And in this situation, I feel like people should have put theyself in a situation and took care of the situation before the situation got worse. Because now this situation finna get worse. Because if I was the mama, I would have beat the fuck out of them. Just like I want to beat these hoes next to me.
I'm just saying. I just feel like they need some type of policy for cyberbullying. Being that the mother did accuse the boys of putting things on Facebook about her daughter. But I just feel like that we need some type of policies within these schools because it's too much cyberbullying happening. It's too much drama that's happening from social media and different areas. Why do people allow their kids on social media anyway? Like my kids ain't getting on social media. I don't know how y'all feel about that, but mine ain't getting on there. It's just too much exposure. Like, what do y'all think about that part?
But I also think that the mother got banned from the school as well.
That's not fair. Her daughter was the one.
Why is she get, like, first of all, I'm pretty sure that she reported or this bullying had been reported to somebody for her to have to resort to coming to the school and handling it herself. So why was nothing done in efforts to stop her daughter from being bullied? Or why wasn't parents called? Kids suspended or separated or anything, like, and then to say that they can't do anything about what the students are putting on social media, that is absolutely ridiculous. No, you not banning me from the school, first of all, because if I had to come back to give y'all these hands, then y'all gonna catch this fade.
Period.
No. And she shouldn't have to change school. She shouldn't have to do none of that. Y'all should leave her the fuck alone. Simple as that.
Period. I'm not a fan of bullying. So make sure y'all check on y'all people, no bullying. Making sure y'all talk to y'all kids if y'all have any, or talking to people around them. It does take a village, you know, making sure these kids not out here bullying on people, because it's so, the suicide rate is so high, especially from bullying. We just don't need that. So,
period.
Moving right along, we're gonna get into our next topic, or our next subject. How do y'all feel about this Trey Songz baby? Mm. Trey Songz announced that he has a baby.
Who the mammy? That's all we trying to figure out. Who is the baby mama? Because we ain't heard nothing. He just been low. Then he appeared with this baby. Like,
and he cute too. He a cute little
that's
boy.
That's a cute little baby.
His name Noah?
Yeah. Come on, Trey. I saw a lot of upset women out there on social media.
I saw a lot of shade.
They heart was broken.
Last time I checked, he was with Lori Harvey, so I'm confused on what happened.
And she commented on the picture.
She was like, she proud of him.
Look, first Idris done got married on y'all, then Trey done came out with a baby. Lord.
Who next?
They taking all y'all boyfriends. If Michael B. Jordan, something happened to him, y'all gonna go crazy. Man. Cause he been seen with a black girl now. Good. Cause he was talking about his preference for them white women.
Stick to your own kind.
Speaking of sticking to your own kind, let's get into this Kanye and Kim situation. So,
man,
I like that transition. Good transition.
Good transition, sir.
Come on, Kanye and Kim named their new child Songz West.
Because when she get on, she leave. When he get on, he leave your ass for a white girl.
And that's exactly what he did. He clearly left her for a white girl. And clearly she has not been able to hold him down the way he deserved to be held down, because clearly he's just all over the place and nobody even is telling him that what's wrong, and he's wrong because nobody cares, obviously. And I'm like, if he was with a black girl, he would have been good. This man is preaching a choir, doing the church sermon, running for president, going for the White House, naming his kids North, South, East, West.
Chicago Saint.
I'm like, at this point, the mental illness that's going on has not been addressed. And I don't think nobody really truly understand it unless Kim just truly okay with it.
She is. I just feel like she's supporting her man, as she should. However, I believe that he does need a strong black woman in his side. And, you know, that would have been eliminated, a lot of it. Ever since his mom died, he declined. But if he had a strong black woman, listen.
Weak-minded. After a while, they get weak-minded.
Yeah, because they control him.
Lamar Odom, he was a drug addict. And Khloé still stood by his side. Knowing that he was weak-minded.
I honestly don't blame Kim for none of that. I feel like if he would have been with a black woman, Kanye still would have been out of it. After his mama died, period. He just lost it. I don't think it got nothing to do with Kim. It don't got nothing to do with who he with. Because I think Kim is a good match for Kanye. Honestly.
It's a black woman would not have agreed to let him publicly make himself look bad the way he did. She would have tried to address the situation.
But like, Kanye is strong-minded. I don't think Kim got nothing to do with that. She can't control nothing that he do. He's strong-minded. When he dye his hair blonde, when he wear them big-ass shoes, when he wear them homeless clothes, that's all him. That ain't got nothing to do with Kim.
If you really love your wife, you're gonna do everything in your power to make sure what's best for you and your family is done. Like, in that case, he need to do what's best for him and his kids. His mental illness is not addressed, and clearly he don't know how to address it because he's all over the place.
He went and got some help.
Where
do he take his medicine? I don't think he takes his medicine.
No. I'm not at his fucking house. I don't know if he take his damn medicine.
Man, okay.
I don't know. He's still retarded. I don't know. His Sunday services be looking like they cracking, but I guess that's where they got the name Songz from his Sunday service.
All right. Okay. So he a pastor and all? What is he doing with this service?
Ministry.
Like, what is he doing?
Baptism.
They was like, turn your books to Songz. And he was like,
that's my
Songz.
Songz.
I cannot. You better stop playing.
Well, since we on hip hop, let's talk about DJ Khaled album.
What's your favorite song? I like his album. His album is definitely a hit. I really like Thank You with Big Sean. He go hard on that song. I really like The Wish with Cardi. She go off.
Was I haven't heard the whole thing yet. I've heard about 6 songs so far, but everything I heard
been nice,
been good. I don't, except that one Spanish song. I
like Weather the Storm.
I wasn't in there. I wasn't too thrilled about the Spanish song.
I just want to say this: my husband don't let us listen to hip hop during the week. We only can listen to it on the weekends. So, listen to gospel rap during the week. So on the weekends,
so she'd be listening to Psalms West.
Yeah. So I'm at this point, like, if I don't listen to it tonight, I'm not gonna be able to listen to it to Friday, or technically Saturday morning. So, hoping I can get to it tonight when I leave here, I'm gonna try to put it on real, real fast so I can listen to it and give y'all my output.
Your input?
Input?
My output.
All right, I'm done.
What I took out of it, my output.
As you see, we got a real special case on our hand.
That's because she got an Audi belly button, so she...
Everything is out.
Everything out.
At this point, that's them left-hand people.
She out her mind, everything.
Yeah. Okay, so I want to give a shout out to all the May birthdays. My sister's birthday tomorrow. Shout out to Nisha. Happy birthday, sis. Shout out to Manny. Her birthday tomorrow.
P.O.P. Hold it down, Nisha.
Happy birthday, Manny. Shout out to Malcolm X. His birthday is actually today. Yes. What's one of y'all favorite Malcolm X quotes? Y'all got any?
Why would you put us on the spot like
I'm
that?
I'm just asking. Anyway, happy birthday, Malcolm X.
I was going to say, let freedom ring.
That's
Malcolm X.
That's Martin Luther King. I know. That's why I said Malcolm X would have been 94 years old today. So shout out slanging to that strong that black man. He always talking about slanging
the
D.
Why would she say Malcolm X?
That's why she's pregnant now. That's exactly why she's pregnant now.
Malcolm X was handsome, though. He probably was slanging
the D. Man, listen. Rhinoceros from the gas station.
Honey. Malcolm X had all the bitches. Ooh. All the civil rights bitches.
Get a hurricane pill from the gas station.
I'm not about to deal with her. You know what? This ain't right.
Hold it up, Big Papa.
Shout out to all the tourists. I think they season in tomorrow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gemini season start May 21st. So shout out to all the Geminis.
They crazy ass.
Them damn serial killers.
Ooh. Yeah. Shout out to all y'all birthdays in May. Happy birthday, everybody. Oh, happy birthday to our girl Felice. She faithfully listened to our podcast. Her birthday is May 29th.
Give her a birthday shout out on for the Geminis of the podcast. So
happy birthday, Fifi. How can I deal with them at this point? At this point, I don't know. Okay, y'all. So we do a segment on our show where we starting to do the question of the week. And this weekend, during the gender reveal, we had a topic that we were discussing.
We had a debate.
And we had a debate, and we want to get y'all opinion on a certain question. So we're gonna pose this question. We're gonna tell you what we think, and we're gonna give you guys the opportunity to email us at tmipodcast19@gmail.com.
Shaking her boot,
and tell us what y'all response would be. You know, hit us up on Instagram tmipodcast19 or tmipodcast. Hit us up on Facebook, TMI Podcast 19.
It's bacon on the floor.
Well, the question is...
We can't get to the question because we got Maisha over here twerking. Somebody need to hit her DM ASAP, MJA, so she can get this started and she could twerk on that thing.
Dang, dang. Twerk on that ding-a-ling.
Twerk on that thing, big baby, because she over here twerking it up.
She need it.
But our question of the week is...
Call my calf Ashley again. I just realized...
If your partner was to go to prison for a 10-year sentence, will you wait for him? Now, we had different debates regarding this question only because most people wanted to know, well, if would this include if I'm married to this person? Would this include if we're just dating or if we're single? What does this include? If your partner was to do a bid, boyfriend, girlfriend, or husband, or just somebody that you were dating for a long time, if they were to do a bid and they had to do 10 years in prison, would you wait for them?
Me personally, I said it really just depends on the whole situation. So if my partner was to go to jail, knowing he had a family, knowing he got responsibility to take care of out of, you know, if he went to jail doing something stupid where he knew all this was going on outside of his life, then of course I would be like, okay, now you know what, you knew better. So your ass gonna do your time and focus on it. And I'm just gonna focus on me.
But if he going to jail based off of family, and he had to protect his family and make sure we were good, then hell yeah, I'm going to wait on him no matter how long I have to wait. I'm going to go get me a BOB, what's those called? BOPs?
Battery operated boyfriend.
And I'm going to vibrate this pumpapa.
Ooh. What the fuck is a
poom papa? I'm not about to deal with that. So yeah, that was Nika speaking.
Not a poom papa.
Because listen,
somebody. So got my
opinion in this situation
is that farting on their flow.
Being that I'm married, I can only speak from a married perspective. But if my husband was to go to prison and have to do 10 years, I'm definitely waiting for him. And I'm going to hold it down. I'm going to do whatever we got to do. You feel me? And when he come home, I'm going to make sure I flip that. Period. I'm going to make sure I flip whatever I need to flip. So when he come home, he good. He ain't got to want or miss nothing.
I'm be like, move them cobwebs to the side, babe. Wait, babe, it's a spider up there.
Don't listen to her at this point.
I'm about to take my wig off.
All right.
You got a wig? It's a wig? No.
God,
I wish it was
because
it's hot.
Oh, yeah. Let's shout out to ATL for this hot weather they had this weekend. Nigga, it was like 90 degrees.
It's
going to
be 90 something.
It was 90 degrees up. And I was so
and
hot.
I'll be right at work showing ass.
Ooh.
Panties and bras.
Ooh.
They going to be mad. Miss Trey, why you got those panties and that bra on? Bitch, it's hot. Y'all know here.
It's going to be 90 all week. And you know what? It's sundress season, so make sure y'all keep them little punks. Aired out and make sure y'all freshen up. That hygiene is in order because don't nobody want to smell y'all walking past with that little sundress on.
With that tootie smelling
like bounce that ass. Okay,
with that sundress. Because
they don't match.
Make
sure you wear and make sure y'all got the appropriate undergarments, please.
You can put some Spanx on
and make sure your bra ain't dirty. Because I'm tired of that.
And we don't want to see your bra straps. Get a half bra.
Get a strapless bra.
A strapless bra if you need to wear a bra.
Period.
Speaking of which, Victoria's Secret has some cute stuff this weekend.
And they bras only $9. Y'all better go get them.
They got a sale too. Y'all should hop
everybody will sell bra. If you got to go get a bra.
If you got to go to Walmart bras be good bras.
Don't get you about the Fruit of the Loom.
Ooh.
Because they actually work good. Them wires they definitely last do. Them a long time.
I hate wire bras.
Victoria's Secret bra wire came out faster
you
than
know you can
Walmart
take those
wire
and exchange them, right? Yeah, your bras, you know that, right?
I don't even like them.
If your bra come out, if your wire come out in the Victoria's Secret bra, you can go take it to.
I don't like Victoria's Secret.
I love their lingerie. It'd be lit.
Well, I don't have.
I don't like panties anyway, so.
I'm put on no lingerie for it. And yes, you do. I'm just going to come out naked.
Period. In your birthday suit, sir. One time for that birthday, B.
I ain't need
two
to
time for that birthday.
Butt ass naked.
Bucky naked.
Everything jiggling.
Oh, God.
Ass and titties.
Okay.
Ass and titties. And big booty bitches.
That's me.
That's my issue. Okay. So
moving on, we need to talk about this week.
We're not done.
We
gotta
hurry up. You talking about ass and
titties
jiggling, rhinoceros, all that bullshit. I don't want
to
hear
this. This supposed to be our rhinoceros. Bitch, you called me a rhinoceros? Rhinoceros? That's so disrespectful.
I did not call you no way.
Yes, you did.
I promise, Ryan.
I heard you.
I did not call.
I'm not no motherfucking Power Ranger, bitch. I'm not transforming to the Triceratops. You got me fucked up.
Every time you bitches get margaritas, y'all just I don't need to hear shit.
Wait a minute.
Right now, shit.
No, you said rhinoceros. You are a rhinoceros too, then.
Fuck, I did not say that.
Y'all heard her call me a rhinoceros. These hoes ain't got no manners.
I did not call you no rhinoceros.
That's so disrespectful.
I didn't call you no rhinoceros, Maisha. I said right now shit. And y'all take it.
That's rhinoceros in Spanish.
No. I think she came up with something that was so close.
Y'all are ignorant. I'm not.
How did she come up with that fast?
Quick on her toes.
Right now, shit.
That's a liar right there for you. Because why she come up with that so fast?
Yes, you did.
We playing this back. She definitely said rhinoceros.
Y'all. We're not even going to play it back. If y'all listen, can y'all please email us or write on our social media. What's our social media?
TMI Podcast 19.
What's our email?
TMIPodcast19@gmail.com.
Let us know
if she said rhinoceros, because I know she said rhinoceros. She called me a motherfucking rhinoceros.
I said that.
What you still thinking to this rhinoceros?
I'm telling you, because that's really what I said. Stop touching me. I'm serious.
I'm not even gonna call her no name.
I'm not gonna
stoop to her level because I went to church today and I'm not gonna go there. I'm just gonna be a motherfucking rhinoceros and mind my business. But when she be ready asking for this video, I'm gonna be like,
I didn't call you a rhino.
I'm gonna be a rhino then, motherfucker. I'm gonna stump my foot like. I did. What, I forgot the question, but anyway.
If your partner went to jail for 10 years, would you wait on them?
Okay, let's start here. Let's start here. I'm not nobody's ride or die. Nothing. I'm gonna be like Lil Boosie. I'm gonna be out quicker than you can count to 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
3 to 5 business days they got.
No. That's too long, baby. That's too long. When them handcuffs go on. Hey, don't talk during my time.
Y'all didn't.
No, we didn't.
When them handcuffs go on, I go out.
Why the fuck you keep going?
So, no. It's a no for me. I mean, husband, then I think about it. But if it's a boyfriend, oh, hell no. You... What? Why are you out there doing stupid shit?
What if he go to jail for you, though?
No, because I'm not doing stupid shit.
But what if it's protecting you? Like, what if y'all go on a date and somebody tried to do something to harm you or do something to disrespect you and he protected you and he had to go to jail?
If I don't got that bail money, baby gonna have to sit for a little while.
But would you wait on him if it was for protecting you?
How long he got?
He might 10 years.
10 years?
He might have murdered the man.
Then he will fucking understand. You ain't come... If he murdered somebody, he not getting out in 10
but
years.
He murdered them, but he had a self-defense, so they only gave him 10.
Oh, well, call me in 10 years. Like, when 10 years come, then I'll drop all my hoes.
Oh, my God.
But I'm just kidding. I don't even got no hoes right now. So, who am I dropping? Nika Musty, because she's sniffing her armpits. She sniffed her armpits. I saw her.
Her and that little baby.
I have to. It was 90 degrees outside. I ain't musty.
She musty. But okay. Let us know also on that same information we gave you. I don't remember it. But let us know what you think. Will you stay?
Will y'all stay or will y'all leave? And how
you
much
staying
time would you
or leave? You skating?
Are you holding them down? You gonna be that ride or die, or you out?
I've never been nobody's ride or die.
Period.
You go to jail.
You on your own, bro.
You on your own. I'm not that type of girlfriend.
Nika said she riding.
I don't even deal with them type of dudes. Like, if you got anything to do affiliated in the hood or anything, I'm scared.
But what if it was an accident? They don't have to be a hood person to get time. It was something that wasn't, like, they was in the wrong place at the wrong time, and it just happened.
Girl, no. What if a frog had wings, he wouldn't bump his ass on the ground?
How can I deal with these analogies?
So.
At this point.
So, yeah.
Get out of our business, Jasmine. Shout out to Jasmine. She came and visited us in Atlanta this week. Hey,
Best
Jess.
Friend.
What up with that badass son? Hey, Cam. Happy birthday, Cam. His birthday today.
Yes.
Happy birthday, Cam.
Happy birthday to my godson, Camden. He is 3 years old today. He bad as hell. And he's visiting in Georgia. And we love you a lot. And you bad as hell.
And you getting a whooping. So.
Next.
Don't forget to email us, TMIPodcast19. @gmail.com and let us know if your partner had 10 years in prison. Will you wait for him or will you leave? Or her. Either or. Let us know. We want to know. We want to hear from you guys.
Wait, y'all know what else just came out? I know DJ Kylie bumping, but my homegirl Megan.
Cause you know the hottie summer. We hotties this summer, you know, hot girls.
And you already know I'm a big old freak. Period.
First off, I ain't never heard Megan's name. So I'm gonna stick with my Cardi and my Nicki Visage.
Nicki Minaj.
As you can see, I don't talk properly, so I don't know where she got rhinoceros from earlier.
Cause
so.
She LD.
Because she drove it.
I just want to just move on to the next segment because I need to talk about people who doing too much. And we all got our own person who doing too much. And I just want to start off with my person. So I'm not going to say no particular names. And I pray to the Lord this person listens to this podcast. But I am so sick of grandmas being in grown-ups' business that don't got nothing to pertain to them. You are a grandma for a reason. Stay in the child's place.
Stay in the grandma place.
I'm sorry. It just threw me all the way off because I'm just tired of it. Like, some people just don't deserve to be in the public's eye, period, after a certain age. Like... You just got to stay where you are.
Shout out to all our elders. We respect them.
We respect our elders. But at the same time, they be just acting up. Like, gosh.
Okay, my doing too much segment goes to all the people that always take everything you post out of context. They always think you posting about them.
Oh, my God.
Like.
Girl,
stop thinking everything is about you. Nobody thinks about you, sis.
Who has time? It's not that deep, okay? Anybody post anyway.
Like, get you some money. And my quote for the week is, don't go broke paying attention. You so busy paying attention to everybody else, that's why you broke. Go get you some money. Don't worry about what everybody else doing.
Period.
So, my doing too much this week goes to me, because I'm about to be doing too fucking much this week, because I got my motherfucking hair done, so I'm about to be doing the most. Listen, put your niggas away.
Hide your nigga, hide your daddy, hide your uncles, hide your son.
It's dress season, she finna be loose with the goose.
And she got all that thing back there. Come on, wagon dragon. Hey,
she just vibrate on the floor.
When we do our live podcast, y'all just gotta see. I ain't even gonna tell y'all about it.
Just know margaritas will be involved. So.
Shout out to Gucci Mane for being at the Bucks game in Milwaukee. Shout out to Milwaukee.
Shout out to Milwaukee. Them Bucks is not playing. Even though we ATL bound, we definitely rep home because we from 414.
Harley home, but always repping.
Shout out to them Bucks. They doing their thing. Shout out to Giannis. You know, if they make the championship playoffs, we there. We coming in. We there. We flying in and we coming to the game. Shout out to Gucci for being at the game with the Bucks jersey on. Shout out to Shaq because he showed Milwaukee so much love. He's been showing Milwaukee so much love. Shout out to everybody at home who been repping for the city. I heard the city been going down. It's been nothing but hits. I've heard it's been just going down. Shout out to Milwaukee, 414 love.
That's our home.
That's what
now everybody from the 414, put your hands up.
Yeah, she real special. Don't worry about that one.
That's
right. I was just finna say, what about Cuckoo Cow in my project?
I'm making a relapse, so I don't want to talk about that.
I'm done. At this point,
I did, really.
Y'all know that's Nika on the mic. I don't know her. But, I just met her.
Nika, what about your health corner?
Okay, so we're going to get into the healthy tips with Neek. She had a... Shout out to Nika and Dez doing Herbalife. They had their first vendor opportunity. Hey. And I'm so proud of them. They did good.
They had their little setup.
Shout out to Herbalife. I want to give Herbalife a shout out because I really have to say that the products really, truly do work. I'm not just saying that because that's my sister and she's selling. But I lost 35 pounds from Herbalife. I still use the products. I'm still losing weight. So, yeah. Maisha's used the products as well. She's on her journey to losing weight. And how many pounds? She's lost 11 pounds so far. And shout out to Maisha and shout out to everybody that's doing Herbalife. Shout out to Desmond, which is her husband.
We want to give
business shout outs today for our podcast people, Maisha, Nika, and Tina. Give a shout out to Herbalife. I already got told Nika that. Give a shout out to My Productions, which is photography and videography by Maisha. What is it? My Vision.
Shout out to My Visions Video and Photography LLC.
Okay, shout out to you. My Productions is the same thing. I ain't got time for her. Why she trying to? Yeah, don't be correcting me.
My
Vision. What is it?
My Visions Video and Photography LLC.
My Visions Video and Photography LLC. Follow her on Instagram and Facebook. And if you need any video and photography, please hit her up.
Please and thank you.
Thank you. She does a great job. She's done.
When she get her attitude in check?
She's done my photos. You can check my Instagram and see True Beauty, TRUBEAUTI. She did my birthday photos. She do majority of all my work. So, yeah, shout out to her.
She doing my maternity photos. What y'all thought? I'm going to be butt naked.
Ooh, okay.
That's sorry, not gonna work. I'm a rhino, so I can't do my photos.
Also, shout out to myself, True Beauty Tina Brown. I am doing business. I am doing business coaching calls. Be quiet while I'm talking. I'm doing business coaching calls this week. I do have a few sessions available for Monday, tomorrow. Holler at me. Like I said, my Instagram handle is True Beauty, TRUBEAUTI. Follow me on Facebook, Tina Brown. And I am doing business coaching calls. 30 minutes, $75. And 1 hour for $125. Any aspiring entrepreneurs or current entrepreneurs who's looking to take their brand to the next level, I'm that person to contact.
So why are you that person to contact?
I'm that person to contact because I am a serial entrepreneur. I have been business for more than 5 years. I have learned. I have made mistakes. I have struggled. I have took losses. I have did it all. And guess what? I don't want you to make the same mistake. So I'm here to help you not. I am still making those mistakes. I'm not perfect. However, I'm here to assist you in the areas that I didn't have help in. I'm also here to assist you in the areas that I know can benefit your business that I learned from. So yeah, we don't take L's as losses. We take them as lessons. So, yeah, contact me. I'm here.
L's up to my niggas.
Ooh, wee. Shout out to that new Nipsey song, though. Higher. I love it. I wanted to say something about that because I really missed Nipsey, and I feel like that was my brother.
It's coming, Nika.
Shout out to my man because... Shout out to my man because he put me on Nipsey. He also a realtor in ATL.
Wait,
if you need to buy a house, hit him up on his social media. Bernard. I forgot the rest of it. Oh, yeah. What is it?
Bernard. I don't know.
Bernard Jr. died.
No.
What is it, Bernard? Yes, it is. Go look it up. Yeah, I forgot his Instagram handle. They be on.
Oh, you said Instagram.
Yeah. Shout out to all the girls that be riding his... Y'all gonna get pregnant on his wood.
Bernard Jr.
Bernard Jr. dot underscore realtor. Yeah, holler at him. He could get y'all a house, buy, rent, whatever y'all need to do. And we're gonna have our healthy tip section with Shanika.
What up, everybody? Nika Nika's back. Follow me and the hubby at Together Making Greatness on Instagram and Facebook. Also, you can follow me individually at Driven to Be Fit, the number 2, and B as in B, the letter B, Fit 24. I just wanted to start off with a healthy tip. The first healthy tip is you are what you eat. Whatever you consume is what you become. So if you are eating unhealthy, your mind will be unhealthy. You will become unhealthy. I wanted to talk, shout out Herbalife. I have been doing Herbalife for over 2 years. I didn't take it serious until after my father passed. I watched my father, pass away on his deathbed in the hospital from, bad healthy choices. So, I really didn't take Herbalife serious until I saw what he went through, from him being healthy, talking, all the way to him being a baby all over again, us having to take care of him. So, you know, you got to make sure you're doing what you're doing, because our culture is dropping like flies from like health-related reasons, heart failure, high blood pressure, things that could be tackled right away if you're making the right choices when it comes down to the food you eat. So just wanted to throw that out there, and that was what my tip was. So you are what you eat. Be careful what you eat. I'm not saying change your whole diet, but be careful what you're consuming that's, you know, making you not feel good. It's sitting on your stomach. It's not digesting properly. It's making you go to the doctor because your blood pressure is up. Making you go to the doctor because your cholesterol is horrible, or whatever the case may be. That's why I do Herbalife, because it fills in those gaps. So it's a lot of food you got to buy to become a healthy person, to fill in those gaps with your body. Herbalife fills those gaps in, it helps you out. Everything's natural and pure. I know exactly where the products come from. I don't got to worry about those side effects. So just heads up to that. But just wanted to throw that out there for our healthy tip of the day. If you guys are interested or you need any other help, please follow me again on Together Making Greatness on both Instagram and Facebook. Or you can follow me on my personal website, Driven to the number 2, B, the letter B, Fit 24.
Thank you, Shanika, for that information.
Of course.
I'm going to do, I want to do my empowerment spotlight. And the person that I got for my empowerment spotlight is my friend's daughter. I actually just had her lashes on, but she's the youngest little baby out here selling lashes. Shout out to Kylie. Lashes by Kylie. Make sure y'all follow Lashes by Kylie on Instagram. I'm sorry, on Facebook.
You did just take these lashes.
I just took them off. But follow Lashes by Kylie. She's only 4 years old, and she has her own lash line. She has some beautiful lashes. I wore actually 2 pair of her lashes this week. Like I said, she's a little baby, and she's only 4. You can find her page on Facebook. It's called Lashes by Kylie, C-Y-L-E-I. Shout out to Boss Baby Kylie making those boss moves. And shout out to her mom, Kanisha, and her dad, Shaquille, for, you know, giving her that opportunity. She does handle her own brand, and the money do go to everything for her. So shout out to those parents who's putting their children in positions to have a legacy and have businesses and things of that nature. But thank you, Kylie, for sending my lashes all the way to Atlanta. She's located in Wisconsin, Milwaukee. So shout out to Lashes by Kylie and her mother, Kanisha. So that is my empowerment spotlight for today.
Anybody got anything
else? Anybody else? Y'all want anything else y'all want to add?
I can't believe I got to go back to work tomorrow.
Mondays. My Mondays be my long days, too, for work.
Okay, Tommy.
I do got a job. Entrepreneurs got a job. Don't do me.
Who said my Mondays be my long day work?
For real, day. I have a lot of do. I got a lot
she
to do on
Monday. She clearly saying her band do work,
but that I'm still doing work. So, okay. Well, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate the support. Make sure y'all follow us on all our social media handles, Instagram, Facebook. Make sure y'all follow us on SoundCloud. Make sure y'all follow us or subscribe to our Apple iTunes or Apple Podcasts. We're on every platform. So make sure y'all follow our podcast, TMI Podcast, TMI Podcast 19. And give us some feedback. What y'all think about our episodes? If y'all want to hear different topics, make sure y'all tune in and, you know, rock with us. We rock with y'all.
Hell yeah.
All right, guys. Said. Until next time, we are going to be out. TMI.
But Tina won't be here. Next episode, it's just going to be me and Nika.
Yeah, I'll be in Mexico. So shout out to Monica again. I'll be gone. So it's going to be Nika and Aisha.
I'm going to apologize to you in advance. Because it's just going to be me and Nika.
And y'all know how that's going to be. Yeah, I don't even want to hear it at this point. I'm just going to skip episode 4.
Episode 4
going to
go down. No, episode 4 about to be cracking.
So ooh-wee.
Without.
I hold them together because they be real ratchet.
Tina Brown.
All right, until next time, y'all. See y'all next episode. Thank y'all again for tuning in.
Deuces, bitches. Ooh. She say that every...